Here with your MarketLine Commodity Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. Like many commodities, the hay market hasn't had a great 2020 so far. Here's Josh Callen with the Hoyt Report, which covers alfalfa and forage markets.
The markets kind of began falling probably around the 1st of April, and it feels like this last week it was more stable than it had been in the past. So I think we've kind of hit the bottom. Obviously, the dairy markets have been rallying the last 2 weeks or so with, you know, some of the tactics the dairies are using to reduce production. And with more restaurants and things opening back up, it's definitely helping. One bright side in the hay market has been the export side. There's been really good demand overseas. And so that's helped, and certainly in areas that are a little more export heavy. But I think it'll probably be later in the year before we see much movement, you know, much recovery. And it really just kind of depends on the dairies, what type of situation they're in.
The markets do seem optimistic as of late, but many Western hay growers caught an untimely rain just before they could bale their first cutting.
Yeah, so first cutting actually started last week in Idaho, Washington, Tri-Cities, Western Nevada, the Fallon area. They started putting down hay down probably about 10 days ago. And some guys were able to get hay baled before the rain hit. But this rainstorm has been pretty widespread across the West, and I know it's put a damper on some guys that had hay down.
Hopefully, dairy and other commodity market gains will be friendly to hay prices going forward. With your MarketLine report, I'm Tim Hammerich. For more information, visit www.aginfo.net.